Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Although you see no water for miles around... Fool! They've heard this before! Quiet, you dolt! A wizard supreme has many things to tell about this nightmare Barovia! Wizard supreme? In this place, your pointless titles mean nothing! For the only way to escape is to slay Strahd in the manner of a true warrior, or die in the attempt!
Emil is... You recognize him. He's among this group.
Emil?
You make your way back deep into the cave, and you see once again there are cages here, and in those cages there are people.
So, you know, it's not so black and white.
I was saying try not to do all this
you
again.
You said if he does this again, you'll come back for him.
And I guess we're here now. Oh, okay. And look at there's people in the cages?
Yeah.
I take a quick glance.
There's three people in the cages. One of them is a woman. She looks like she might have, or she looks like she is, I should say, an adventurer. Mm-hmm. You can see the tattered remains of armor, heavy steel armor. It's pretty badly mauled at this point, and you can see there's a huge gouge down one of her cheeks, and she's got a bloody red eye, which she looks at you through. The other two, one of them is probably, one of them, not probably, another one of them is a halfling, an old man, like gray-haired old man. Mm-hmm. He's nursing a pretty badly bruised and wounded arm. And then the final one is another woman wearing similar armor to the first. They're not identical, but they look like they might be in league somehow. Gotcha. She looks largely unharmed, actually.
Okay. So the other two, like perhaps...
The other two are sporting wounds, yeah.
Yeah. I see the halfling at first. It's like, I said no kid. All right.
This gray-haired, wrinkled face.
You see the eye, like the outline first? He's back to getting kid. Oh, my mistake.
Old man.
Old man, yes. I'm guessing like he's nursing a some sort of like bite wound, I'm presuming.
Yeah, he's got a bite wound.
Yeah, and I guess she, the person who's ragged, perhaps is also, okay, all right, I'll just, not to act right now, but we'll keep heading up to have a chat.
All right, you pass that, you make your way to the stairs just past it, which head up to a little platform. Knowing about it didn't even help. This platform gives you a view out to the front. Mm-hmm. There is no way to see the platform from down below, and being up here gives you a view of down below. Mm. So you imagine you could have been observed as you approach and not even known about it. Huh. There is a, like I said previously, once again, you might not remember, but there's a circle made out of stones here, and it looks like some sort of fighting pit is here.
Okay, cool.
Yep. You don't know what the nature of this fighting pit is, but it's quite obviously, like, there's blood staining the dirt here.
Mm. Okay. I should ask questions about werewolf culture.
Emil turns and says, "No one will bother us here. Explain yourself. Your dealings with Strahd would be minor. A exchange of like for like. Sometimes Strahd requires your aid, drawing adventurers into the mists. And sometimes Strahd will ask you to spare, or perhaps even ignore people. And in exchange, Strahd will allow you to be with the land. The creatures of this place will mark you as one of their own. You may call this being a servant of Strahd, or you could call it an uneasy truce. What language you use is up to you, I suppose. Whatever you feel helps in the scenario. And in exchange, Strahd will also gift you certain powers, privileges, if you will. You will be stronger, faster, and perhaps even have a measure of magic to yourself while you are in the lands of Barovia. In exchange as well, you might be called at some point to aid Strahd in a task. These tasks might be something as simple as waylaying, or might be as complicated as an assassination.
My like eyebrows are like going up to be like,
what political dealings? Mm.
And what of our hunts? Strahd understands that a werewolf must feed, that werewolves must hunt. But you cannot, you must be careful, you cannot be allowed to overhunt. A balance must be struck. For if your herd grows too big, too powerful, he bristles at herd.
Mm-hmm.
Emil does not like the word herd for his people. Rahadin just pushes onwards. He's not interested in correcting.
Semantics.
He's not interested in the semantics of it. You may hunt within these lands, but the master would prefer if you were to target adventurers, those who perhaps could fight back, would fight back, and those who are, shall we say, potentially less innocent.
What do you mean by less innocent?
Rahadin looks at you. Strahd detests the harming of children, mothers as well.
I look at Emil.
Emil considers this for a moment. We have no problems with mothers. The mother of night does not appreciate the deaths of pregnant women or mothers in general. This part does not bother me. But children, we do not want to kill, but turning is easiest when you are young. Rahadin thinks on that for a bit.
Gauntleted hand itching.
Yeah, dude.
I will have to take this back to the master. It could be a sticking point.
I see, Emil, since our last meeting, that you have not taken anything to heart. The one that caught you, we defeated them.
He bristles at what you say, and he, gesturing back down the passageway that you took, he says, I have harmed no children. Not that I would consider the gift that the Night Mother brings to be harm anyway, but we have not touched a child.
Then there should be no quarrel with the deal.
There should not be, should there? He looks at Emil. Emil sits there uncomfortably. I will need to discuss this with the pack. He says, and he makes a point of saying pack, obviously not heard.
Mm.
It is not the wish of everyone within this group to not... Well, like I said, it is easier when one is a child. And while we also have no interest in overhunting, we wish also to... The pack is currently too small to be sustainable.
How old were you when you were turned?
I was but a baby in the crib.
That does not seem fair, does it? The ones in the cage, are they going to turn?
One is. The other two cannot be allowed to leave.
Why not?
They know where we live. They will return in greater numbers. They will wipe us out. It is us or them.
Didn't realize you were so afraid of everything.
Are you trying to taunt him into letting them go? Is that the plan?
I guess intimidating. Let him go. Or is it a taunt?
It feels hard to intimidate someone into being brave enough to let them go. I don't know.
I think it's
weird.
A taunt. It feels like a taunt to me.
There's more to like. There's more meaning here. Like there's more. There's like they're like. It's a sticking point. I don't think Hector's going to let this go.
Yeah.
Wow, I just noticed that it's the same check anyway. Well, actually, no, you're better at persuasion.
Yeah, he probably is.
Emil stands up and looking at you, he says, I think that you have worn out your welcome. I will think on your proposal and I will send message when I have made my decision.
No. No children. And as a show of good faith, release the non-infected. Or the third time we meet, I will bring an army.
Emil looks at you I will allow you to take the two uninfected, and I will allow you to leave with them. And in exchange, you will ensure that they never return.
That sounds agreeable.
All right. You go back downstairs. He gestures to the cages, and he mutters something in, probably in Vistani, so you don't really understand. One of the other werewolves kind of snarls and snaps at him, not wanting to be told what to do. Or maybe, actually, probably, this specific order seems to cause, like, a lot of discontent within the pack. They don't seem to want to do this. Emil... Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
A fight breaks out.
Oh, no.
All of them tear through what clothes they're wearing, and then the werewolves start fighting with each other.
Oh, no.
Step back.
Yeah.
Are you just going to let them fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let them fight. But maybe, like, it's like, okay, like, I did not expecting this.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, watching this, asking, like, Raiden, what do you know much about, like, where, like...
Having, like just a casual conversation as a werewolf is literally torn apart. Yeah.
Just, okay. Just to kind of like the do you know much about like the werewolf like lycanthrop culture with is like if I don't just watching.
Yeah.
I guess.
So it's a the pack is currently six strong, including Emil. Emil has one other ally, and then it's four. What is that? Yeah, 4v2. One of them, the one who sided with Emil, a werewolf tears that one's throat out, and then the clutching at their throat, the werewolf falls to its knees and then transforms back into a human and dies. It is Emil v4. With one werewolf on Emil's arm, another werewolf on another arm, one on one leg, one on another leg, you watch all four werewolves pick up and then tear Emil into four separate chunks.
Fuck, dude.
Okay.
One of the werewolves rounds on you, points a claw at you, and says, "Leave or die."
Rahadin, how good are you with a sword?
Rahadin gives you a wicked smile. I am as good in a fight as any ally you have ever had.
Well then, I imbue my mace with sacred holy energy.
Pip, as you and your party approach the Wizards of Wines, the blizzard... from Mount Gacchus begins to slowly abate, and it is replaced instead by heavy rain.
Okay. Oh, this is typical.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I was going to say, like, hoods up, but our hoods would already be up from the blizzard.
Your entire party is sodden. And, I mean, this is not... You were probably sodden from the blizzard. Yeah. But you're now... It's less of a cold wet and just a wet wet.
Yeah.
It's a regular... No, I wouldn't say even... No, you're still cold.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I was freezing and now I'm wet. That's a terrible combination of things to be.
The weather seems to be pushing you, almost pushing you away from the Wizards of Wines. But then as you get close enough, the wind suddenly changes and it feels like it's pushing you towards the Wizards of Wines instead.
Okay. Can I see how the Wizards... Are we close enough to the Wizards of Wines to like get an idea of what's wrong?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
You can see that the buildings here have been burnt and hollowed out.
Entirety,
the Wizards of Wines is four main buildings.
Yeah.
One you could call like a state house and then a secondary large warehouse, which is where all of the processing of the wine happens, a silo where food is stored, and then a outhouse. All four of those buildings have been absolutely demolished, burnt, collapsed, caved in upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Would Pip have ever been to Wizards of Wine?
No, I don't think I ever went. Yeah.
Okay.
I drank their wine, but I don't think I ever went.
Yeah. You don't know what this place looked like in its heyday, but you can... Heyday, a few days ago.
Yeah.
But you can imagine that this place would have once been grand.
Yeah.
Now it is a shallow, destroyed husk of itself. The fields as well where the grapes grow, you can see that they have been turned over. Someone has come through and violently destroyed these grapevines. And if you get close enough, which you would as you're on your approach, you maybe put a hand to the ground, bring up some of that wet, I was about to call it wet soil. Yeah. There's a name for that.
Yeah.
You bring up some of that mud and you can tell that it has been salted. Someone has made sure that nothing will ever grow in this place ever again.
Is Tarpos near me?
Yes. You look around. You can see Tarpos standing nearby.
The druids, I say?
She nods. She also, maybe she stands up. Both of you had inadvertently at the same time been checking the soil.
Yeah.
She maybe gives like a little dusting her hands, cleaning her hands. Druid, salt and bane earth. Plant cannot grow. Well, plant will grow, but becomes like a twig blight.
Can I see any bodies?
Searching around, you see...
Like, I'll walk up to the smoldering remains of the estate house and stuff and just...
Okay.
Yeah.
You look around. You can see that there is one body, but it's not in the main, the little main sort of where houses are. Away from that, there's a trail that leads to Krezek and then eventually onwards to Valakai and Barovia, the rest of this place. Along that path, just before it, you would quote-unquote leave the property, not that there's a hard line anywhere, but just before you would leave the property, there is a well, and you can see that strapped over the well is a figure, someone.
I'll head over to them to see if they're okay. I kind of assume they're not, but...
As you approach, you can hear... You can barely hear... Over the howling wind and the rain, that they're saying, they're crying something out. Oh, I have seen the darkness in my dreams. Darkness beyond understanding of man. Glorious evil in shadowed halls. Pip, you recognize a magical compulsion. This person is being forced to scream this. You can also hear a hoarseness in his voice. He has been forced to scream these words for so long, it is destroying his throat.
Damn, can I...
You haven't gotten a great look at him yet, you're just hearing him.
Well, I'll, approach the well that he's strapped to.
All right, as you approach the well, you can hear stuff coming from behind you.
Uh-oh.
You hear screaming, yelling.
Fuck, I turn around. Fuck the well guy. What's happening?
You look around... In the heavy rain, you realize you're losing sight of the rest of your party.
Okay.
The group is kind of fanned out, and it's hard to see people. You spot through the rain, through the heavy, blinding rain, you can spot Tarpos and Cavendish, but you can't see Gorob and Lushan, you can't see the engineer, you can't see Iona.
Who's screaming? Can I hear?
Cavendish is screaming at you. He's pointing at something to both of your north. You see, he's looking at you screaming, and then he's pointing away.
I pull up my crossbow and pivot to see what he's pointing at.
Ah, Pip.
Yeah?
Get a good boy card.
That sucks. I'm sad that I'm seeing it. It's going to be bad.
Like zombies clawing their way out of the grave, the dead grapevines have begun moving.
Oh, fuck.
Now, Pip,
yeah.
Hector,
let's go to initiative.
Oh, no. Okay, baby.
Now, what do I remember about werewolves?
And what do I remember about twig blights? I mean, I fought twig blights so many times, I should be fine, but still.
Yeah, what did Emmanuel say about werewolves?
Why, Joel Zammit, while Adam figures his shit out, allow me.
Please, regale me as the several werewolves all turn on me. I just want to just like quickly have a flashback of the beautiful Pip Mandarin.
Yeah, in earlier, more pleasant days, sitting around the campfire.
So yeah, by the way, Pip, could you refresh me about werewolves?
Well, Emmanuel has this to say: were, those deemed were, are a type or form of shape changer, and as such, are all hard to put down pin. The creatures called Werith have but a few knoweth similarities betwixt themselves. They are all universally capable and certainly enjoy of regenerative powers. These slash thine powers are universally capable of universally healing a universe of damage until such a time as the universe is destructed universally. This universally accepted ability can be in for a universe of trouble if the wear is exposed to its chosen weakness, sometimes, though not usually, silver.
Right.
As it is their very nature, they are susceptible to things based mostly on what they wereth and what they changeth into. Though it is a truth universally acknowledged by academia and learned minds that if conducted correctly, here you go, healing magic can cause them great harm.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
the theory holds that if they are in a transmogrified state, then the magic contained within the god's own healing will attempt to heal them back to the state of origin. In thy mattereth, such as the curing or removal of curses slash diseases, such as the wear, there is but oneth important rule. Here we go. Time. If thy victim is discovereth to have had this disease inning the first hour, then one slash thy can removal it with the simple application of an appropriate plant. From there, one must remember time. If in one has only received thy patient in the firsteth day, then one may be able to alleviate thine subject's curse with a simple application of a restoration spell. Much easier. More complex restoration is needed.
Right, yeah, sorry. Because we healed them and then it was the wolves. That's right, the wolves, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
if thy subject was in a contraction state from weeks to months ago.
Emmanuel's not really brevity is
it's not very good is the problem.
That's the problem. Yet it keeps
it's in there. The kernels of knowledge are in there, Hector.
People keep buying it.
One has but to dig.
I'm surprised that no one's like gathered it all in this guy to try to, you know, simplify, like a simplified Emmanuel, you know.
Yes.
Surely there's a market for
Durek
that.
Was of the opinion it wouldn't work as well, though he failed to explain what he meant by that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Pip, you are utterly surrounded.
Fuck.
There are blights on all sides. You can see a smattering of twig blights, some of the larger needle blights.
Okay.
Some of the four-legged poison blights acting like dogs.
Okay.
And you can see there's at least one druid as well who bursts from the dirt. Well, maybe that one a little bit less like a zombie and more kind of...
Identically.
Springing from the dirt.
Okay, I would like to... I'm just going to fire twice into the druid. And these will remain fire arrows, which I think is the setting that Durak's crossbow is already on.
Yeah. So, two hits.
Nice.
That is 10, 20...
Ooh, baby!
32... 38 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
Let me just quickly check. Let me just quickly tabulate that one.
Yeah,
that's a dead druid, I think, my friend.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a pasted druid.
Oh, yeah.
Pasty druid. Yeah, one less druid.
That's great. Damn. Does that seem to have... I mean, I know that all of the blights are, like, independent, but does that seem to have affected the blights in any way? Are they at least momentarily...
The blights around that druid, yeah. Are you just like fishing for help, or do you actually remember something from Emmanuel?
I remember from Emmanuel.
Yeah, that does actually, the blights immediately around that druid, you watch as they start acting confused.
Hell yeah.
Like at first they were menacing towards you, but as soon as that druid drops, you see those twig blights start acting like a scene out of the Three Stooges, essentially.
Hell yeah. Why are you order?
All right, Pip, that was your action.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I would like to... Do I think that the guy in the well was a trap, basically? I mean, yeah, he was a trap, right? Surely. I'd like to run over to the rest of my party that I can see.
All right.
Assuming that I won't take an attack of AWP if I do that.
You will not, no.
Okay, then
you
great.
You start sprinting. Yeah. Well, you can see Tarpos, you can see John Cavendish. Which one?
Tarpos will probably be fine. I'll run to Cavendish.
You start sprinting towards Cavendish.
Mm-hmm.
He's still pointing in a direction.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't... Well, then as I sprint towards Cavendish, I'll peel off in the direction he was pointing.
Right.
I assumed he was just being like, we're surrounded by twig blights, but clearly something else is going on.
And then it is Werewolf's turn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. And there's four of them. No, wait. There's three of them.
You get Rahad in, you'll be fine.
Yeah. They wheel about and odds or evens?
Evens.
Evens?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Two of them attack you. One of them attacks Rahadin. Oh, yeah, it sucks, dude.
Okay.
One of the werewolves makes a multi-attack.
Oh, it's, does he now?
Yeah, with bite and claws. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Werewolves bite people. Okay, you're lucky the bite misses, which is what you want to miss.
Yeah, I think I have a silver shield, which is nice to know.
That's good.
I think that's all I have that it's silver, because I'm pretty sure I had a silver sword that I might have given to a certain two-headed dwarf at one point.
Yes, I think you did. Bashing a werewolf with a silver shield should still work.
Yes.
If a manual is anything to go by, well, that's a bad sentence, but...
The werewolf snaps its jaws at you, Hector, and you use that shield, you crouch beneath it, and you force the werewolf's head up and over you, but then its claw digs into your shoulder and rakes down your side.
Mm-hmm.
You take... Oh, that's... Oh, no. You take 7 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Seven's not too bad.
Seven's not too bad.
I'm like, do I cast shield? Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Up to you, buddy.
Seven's not too bad.
Yeah, but the trick about damage is that seven's not too bad once.
Yeah.
But you've only got so many sevens, but
I also only have so many spell slots in a week.
You're about to get attacked two more times, buddy, so...
So that's, I see. And if it, the bite attack, then you shield.
Then you shield. True. Yeah.
Make the decision now. You cast and shield.
Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm going to roll two more times.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, oh, two hits, and then you're like, oh, I cast shield, and it counts for that other attack as well.
That's
make
true.
The decision.
I would be like that.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to get turned into a werewolf.
Very fair.
I'm going to cast shield.
What I really like is,
I know what plant...
Yeah. But what plant is the plant you need within 1 hour?
Wolfsbane.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck
yeah.
We've been here before, dude. You take the first werewolfism we've cured.
It doesn't even matter. The bite is a 20.
fuck, brother.
Didn't even matter. Well, anyway, that claw attack then would have missed. This bite attack will still hit. The only attack that hits you is that one bite. Two werewolves bear down on you. Sorry, wolf down on you. And their claws can't get through your powerful bubble shield.
I'm too cocky.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a little too cocky and you feel teeth sink into your shoulder.
Yes.
Yes!
Something terrible just happened to you.
Triple damage, and you have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for the next 5 rounds!
Fuck, dude.
You start bleeding heavily from that blow.
Cool.
You take...
Rest in peace, Hector. That's what I'm hearing.
You take 24 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
How measly.
Oh, yeah. Now, imagine if I had also taken that 7.
Yeah.
I've got you on 56.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Then you need to make a very important... And you have disadvantage.
you've been gotten by Adam's trick.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no.
I get +5 on them. For my auras, Adam. My auras.
You forget my auras. The man's auras, Adam.
You forget the man's auras. What a funny thing to say. Yeah. Okay. I forgot what fun this is.
It's been a while since I've heard a maniacal laugh from old Adam Carnivale.
In a way,
I've missed it. And in another way, I truly haven't.
Yeah. It's really rude.
It's rude of him to not just let us win.
Yeah.
If he was any kind
It's really rude to just like the opening salvo.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I'm looking forward to you going hunting for flowers into this. And then the other werewolf attacks Rahadin. Rahadin, he has like a short sword at his side, which he, with a little flick of his wrist, draws immediately and slashes at the werewolf in front of him. Mm. That werewolf staggers backwards, and Rahadin and that werewolf start squaring off. That was the werewolf's turn. Rahadin is not able to land a serious blow, but they are tussling.
Okay.
That's something.
That ain't nothing.
Then it is Iona's turn.
Okay. Can I even see what happens?
No, you don't know what's happening with Iona.
Okay.
And Cavendish's turn.
Okay.
You can hear Cavendish screaming behind you. Wait! Wait!
For God's sakes.
And Cavendish is going to open up on another druid that you can't see. Okay. I just realized you and Cavendish do very comparable damage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You hear Cavendish's weapon crack, crack, firing twice.
Okay.
And then Cavendish, all noises that Cavendish makes kind of fade away from you. Mm-hmm. Do you look back?
Yeah, I'll look over my shoulder.
You look back, Cavendish is nowhere to be seen.
Fuck, dude. Is it like he's missing from where he was, or is it like the rain's too
heavy? The rain is too thick,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
You've lost sight and hearing of him. Looking forwards again, you can see Tarpos looking back at you and trying to scream something at you.
This fucking rain. Isn't any one of us a goddamn wizard who can give us telepathy? For fuck's sake.
You don't want that.
Garbin Lushin would be in the call. That is true.
You really
don't.
And
I don't want to hear what they think of me. So
it is the Twig Blights' turn. And I think only one of them is able to make it to you. But one Twig Blight... one Twig Blight runs up to you and then you just push it out of the way. None of the Needle Blights can see you, but a Poison Blight
can. Come on, man.
A Poison Blight leaps upon you. Fuck. And you push that one away.
Fuck off.
You're just pushing your way through them. They are getting thick. It is kind of becoming, you've inadvertently walked in between two lines of blights, mm-hmm. and they're trying to converge on you from different sides, okay. and you're shoving them out of the way. Hector, it's your turn.
Okay. Couple questions.
Yes.
So where are we in terms of like what's surrounding us in location of... the people in the cages.
The people in the cages are off to your right. They're in a separate room. Mm-hmm. They're about 70 feet from you right now.
Okay.
Right in front of you, there are two werewolves. Right?
Okay.
Inside you, there are two werewolves.
Ah.
It's just what I thought. Anyway, to your right, so the people in cages are to your left.
So I can see them.
You
is
can
what
see
I'm
them,
saying.
Yeah.
Okay, and they are just like this locks, right? Like
yeah,
they're locked in cages.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they pretty badly wounded in terms of like, would they be able to
help you fight?
Help in the fight if they were to be.
There's three people.
Yep.
The two women who mm-hmm. look to be
the two that aren't werewolves.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, one of them looks like she's pretty badly mauled. She could be bitten. You're not certain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was the
one of them is unharmed.
The dwarven. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought it was the halfling that was nursing the bite. The other ones looked fine.
Well, she's scuffed up. Okay. You can't tell there. So she's covered in a bit of blood. Mm-hmm. Enough blood, I would say, that while you can see mm-hmm. that it's just her arm and it looks like scratches, I would say, Hector would be able to make this assessment, that he's not 100% sure she hasn't also been bitten somewhere.
Okay. All right. And so the two... women, do they look like they're capable of a fight right now?
They're both wearing heavy armor, so you imagine that they use it. Yeah.
Okay.
One of them is unwounded.
How strong those locks look?
Honestly, actually, the cages would be flimsier than the locks. The locks probably come from some parts unknown outside of Barovia, whereas the cages themselves are Barovian steel, sometimes known as the lesser pig iron.
Donkey iron,
yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, I will Misty Step
mm-hmm.
Towards them.
Okay.
And then I will cast Eldritch Blast on two of the cages.
Which ones?
I will, the person who is just like the halfling.
Yeah.
They are a bit more wounded because they were nursing.
The halfling's fucked up. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll get the two women who look like they can be useful in a fight. And I'll try and break open the two cages. Not aim for the locks, I guess.
Good news, bad news. Which would you like first?
Bad, Adam.
Bad news? I'm drawing from the critical miss deck.
Dude,
it's a cage.
And it's magic.
You still got to roll the hit.
It's going to be bad.
I'm going to draw twice, and I'm going to read them both out, because one of these is a very funny one.
Look. You know, for a lot of reasons, we don't film D&Ds for Nerds. But I would love for the people listening to just have a Zammit's face cam. There's been so many points where you want to cut to Zammit cam where your face is just like, what happened? What's happening to me?
Your it's options good. Are everyone's favorite party member and got you worked out. Now, Joel.
Yes.
Joel Zammit.
Yes.
My good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you know, this is good news. Mm-hmm. No matter which one you pick, you're going to laugh. I guarantee
that's
you will
good.
Laugh.
That's great to know.
One of these might have you in hysterics, honestly.
Oh, okay. 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 So what's the two names?
They are everyone's favorite party member. Mm-hmm. Or got you worked out.
Everyone's favorite party member sounds like a blast. Honestly.
I know, but like if
it's bad.
But it's probably bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite party member gets got, you know, that kind of stuff. Everyone gets like the cage gets a tackle off on everyone's favorite party member. Somewhere distantly, Cribbit like just like opens a door wrong and gets smacked in the face.
He hits himself
like,
in the head with the doorknob.
I'm going to choose the other one.
Got you worked out?
Yeah.
All right. The target has advantage on saving throws against your spells for two rounds.
Fuck your life, dude.
Fuck that, I guess.
The other
Fuck
one is life. The last person you killed rises as a zombie. It is unable to act in any way, but will mindlessly follow you for a d4 days, after which it will collapse into a corpse again. I just think the question of who was the last person you killed?
Yeah, well, I guess I can't break out of that person out.
Yep, that's oh, well. So funny. You've just reinforced the cage.
Mm.
The cage of the wounded woman smashes open and...
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, good. Give me the wounded one.
I'm rolling her initiative.
You dog.
She would have gone before you, so I'll have her turn now. She doesn't have a weapon. What is she going to do?
Could I throw her a weapon of some kind?
Sure.
If I have, I think I got like a spear or I'm surely I've got in my arsenal of inventory.
Yeah,
surely have something.
Well, what sort of a weapon do you have then?
What's it say in your sheet? Have you written down? Oh, yes.
I mean, like a spear or a dagger. I would say that you could easily have had one of those at some point.
Mm.
Just what are you throwing? Yeah. I guess.
I probably have a dagger, right? Like most adventurers, like will have a dagger.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll throw them a dagger.
If you don't know in your inventory, just make negative one dagger, when you find a dagger, you can erase
plus one dagger. That's how you end up with two daggers.
We don't want an item duplication glitch.
I'll have something.
With her good hand, she catches the dagger, and then she goes over to the other cage, and you see she works that dagger into the lock, and she's trying to free her companion.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
That is going to be her turn. Oh, I should actually fucking roll. All right, she'll get to this next turn. Then that was Hector. Do you want to do anything else?
No.
Okay. It's Gorob and Lushan's turn. We'll revisit them. The engineer, you can't see. It's the druids' turn. I don't think any of them can see you right now, Pip. So we jump to Kerelova.
Oh.
You see what Cavendish has been pointing
to. I'm not ready for this.
So we don't often film D&D, but sometimes it would be really good to have like a little camera on Jackson's face.
Jackson cam.
Jackson making cam. Some... JC. Real, real good faces at this moment in time.
Okay, fuck my life.
Yeah, dude. Hey, it's good. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you know? It's great to be here.
It's great to be here. It's fun.
I love this.
It's good to think like, hey, I reckon I can maybe figure some stuff out.
Yeah,
if some things work out for me.
If some things go my way.
And yet, I'm going to turn into a werewolf.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be killed outright.
Yeah, and a cage.
Yeah.
Is apparently too much for me.
Pip. Everything goes quiet, but not because the storm stopped. Everything just goes quiet. There's no noise. You can't hear the wind. You can't hear the rain. You can't hear any of your companions dying out there.
Oh, fuck.
All.
Fuck, dude. Okay.
Why do you say that?
Why would you say that to me, dude?
All you have eyes for right now and all you can hear is the rattle of the grave as... A corpse, a skeleton that has been scattered all across this field is slowly drawn together with vines acting as like ligament and muscle. These vines knit this corpse together, this skeleton. It is, you can tell, the skeleton of a dryad.
Mm-hmm.
Her once vibrant and living form, now just bleached white bone. The skeleton is knitted together such that the vines intricately move their way through these bones. And whenever Kerlova moves, it is the vine moving the bone. A single accusatory finger points towards you. And as the vines make the jaw move up and down, you hear, "Hip Mandarin, your death awaits." Kerlova, like Hector moments ago, casts Misty Step.
Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck.
She appears right in front of you, dude. God
damn it, man. Okay. I don't even know this woman. Okay. This is the first time we've met.
Cold, bony, well, cold bone hands grab either side of you, Pip, mm-hmm. and try to lift you up into the air.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck.
Pip, you are grappled and okay. lifted up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
You take...
Oh, no.
7 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, God.
You're on 29 hit points.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well aware!
And then a meaty, muscular vine pushes itself against your temple yeah. and pushes your head to the side.
No, no, no.
The jaw unhinges again.
Fuck.
And fangs grow in her teeth.
Fuck off!
Kelova plunges her head down into your neck.
Oh my God. We're not ready for this. Okay.
Pip, you take another 8 points of piercing damage.
Hmm.
And then you take a further 11 points of necrotic damage, which reduces your maximum hit points as
okay.
well.
Okay. Fuck yeah, dude. I love this.
Yes, it's fun for everybody.
Jesus Christ.
You're on 10 hit points.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And your maximum has gone down from 50
mm-hmm.
to, what was it, reduced by 11 to 39.
Okay. Okay.
Deedle deedle, dude.
Yeah, fucking, I hear you, brother. Mm. I'm in real deedle deedle hours. I gotta pull out some fucking fancy shit to
it's
get
your
out
turn,
of this one.
Pip.
Let me think. Give me a fucking second, dude.
Yeah, bro, we're not, this hey, wasn't what we imagined how this would go.
You're lucky, dude. You're not even fighting her in her lair.
Yeah, thank yeah. God, dude. Yeah. All right. Am I grappled in such a way that I can't fire my crossbow?
You cannot fire your crossbow, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
She has me by my shoulders.
You can't reload your crossbow.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to make it count. I'm going to use a focus shot. So I'm going to mm-hmm. fire. It's going to be a meticulous shot, which means every attack this round has advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to... She's plant life, so fire is still probably going to... And she's undead, so fire is still... Probably going to be the best elemental damage to put on this shot. So I'm going to direct crossbow, still on fire, meticulous shot. The last two shots I have, twang, twang, into, I guess, her guts as she sinks her teeth into my neck. Come on, critical hit. 19 or 20.
No critical.
Fuck.
19.
Yes, okay. That's what I was gunning for, dude. That's what I was gunning for.
Did you say fire damage?
Yep.
So your first attack, we'll resolve that,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll get to the other one. Oh my God, you rolled really well.
Thank you.
Fuck, if only you got this on the next attack.
Yeah.
You deal, confused myself by having a 6 upside down. How did a six-sided dice roll a nine?
I got some
Damn,
magic dice.
That's so lucky.
11, 14, 23 points of damage from your first attack, and then your second attack. Your options are
okay.
Follow up or poke in the belly.
Follow up, I reckon.
You can't reload your crossbow.
Good point.
Poke in the belly.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Adam.
Quadruple damage.
Fuck yes, dude. Okay.
Pray for a high number.
Always are.
I am, dude. I am. Low number.
Do you have anything to reroll damage somehow?
Yes, I can reroll anything. I got a good boy card.
Yeah, you'll want to reroll this. You got... There were two ones.
Okay. Wait, that's not how it happened. I reroll anything.
Spend the card. Oh, I mean, you know, your first roll was still the best one, but, yeah. you know, this will do.
Okay.
You deal 72? Did I fuck that up? Surely I fucked that up. 72 damage? Is that 18 times 4?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wow. I'm so good at math.
Does she catch fire as well?
Well, you... Hang on. Give me one sec. Let me fucking calculate her current hit point total now. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. You did 101 damage in
Woo,
one turn.
Woo, baby!
Damn, okay. dude.
Dun, dun. You feel as your crossbow kicks twice. You're maybe blacking out. The edges of your vision are you're have you ever seen what it's like to hit like a really high G turn in like a fighter jet or something like that? Yeah. As the edges of your vision start blacking and you start kind of getting just pinprick vision, that is happening to you, and you feel the sensation donk donk of your crossbow firing twice. You feel a sudden warmth. Like, it feels a bit like you've pissed yourself because you're sodden but warm now. And Karolova lets go of you.
You don't even know me, I say. Threatening my death. Get in line.
Pip, that was your action.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Can I disengage?
Not as a bonus action, unfortunately. Yeah, okay. You can get away, but she'll get an attack of all. Which won't be her bite attack.
No, hey, but attack... Dude, I have 10 hit points. Okay? I have 10 hit points and I have nothing... Is it a free action to drink an elixir, or is that a whole action?
It depends.
Just protection from damage.
Protection from damage? All right, it's typically an action, but...
You're going to be kind to me?
I'll be... Well, let's not call it kind. I'll let you do it as a bonus action,
yeah.
But you drink it messy and you spill some of it.
Okay, sure. As I, like, roll onto the grass, as I'm saying, you don't even know me, I'll sloppily drink my protection from damage.
I'm curious, with the sloppily, like, you know, is that a mechanical thing, Adam, or is it just more of a rude thing, so you want Pip to be, like, you spilled some, like a baby?
Are you looking up your sloppy rules in your...
Is this just, like, is this a mechanical thing that you're kind of penalizing for, or are you just being rude?
Normally, he wouldn't be able to do this at all. So you know what? I've come full circle. I think I am being kind, letting you drink this at all right now.
Yeah.
You shove as much potion down your throat as you can. And you gain, we'll say, damage resistance for 2 rounds.
Okay. Fuck it, dude. I'll take it.
And do you want to do anything else? You have movement still, but once again...
Yeah, but I'll take an attack of off.
Yeah.
I'll take an attack of off if I move, so there's nothing else I can do.
You stay put. That is your turn, Pip. It's the werewolves' turn.
Nice. Fabulous.
That's all right.
Odds or evens?
Even? No, odds. We'll go odds this time.
Yeah. Odds? Okay, those two werewolves. They're pretty focused on you, buddy.
Damn. I'm like, I'm 70, at least 70 feet, if not more, away from them now.
Werewolves are quick, dude.
How quick are werewolves?
What? 70 foot in 5 seconds?
I think 70
foot. Put them
foot.
In the Olympics.
Let me double check, but I think you're gonna get caught, my friend.
No.
Fuck, dude.
No.
No.
How could a werewolf be quick? I think regular wolves are fast enough for this, dude.
I gotta check myself for vampirism after this.
Yeah, I gotta check myself for... Is werewolfism a disease?
Yeah.
I think I'm immune.
Fabulous.
Ah, oh, fuck, you are too.
Well.
Here's my petty revenge.
How fast are werewolves, actually?
They're 80 feet. They can easily 80 close.
80 feet?
In wolf form, which they currently are in, they can close in with you, In human form, they can't.
Is that a dashing, or are they just... That's just their speed.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. They would be dashing.
Forgive me. Phew, dude.
Thank you. Currently playing too much Baldur's Gate 3.
You, dude.
They won't get attacks on you, but both of them rush in. I guess they're like less so more just specifically attacking you, and more you're like freeing people. And so it's kind of, you know, priority one for them to prevent as many people as possible from fighting them.
Yeah. Hey, that's fair.
Rahadin is about to get Raha fucked.
Oh, no, dude. You're one ally.
Rahadin.
I mean, no, you're two allies now.
He Raha was.
Yeah.
Rahadon, dude.
It's the bite as well, which is getting super hit.
You both gotta be wolf, man.
All fun and games. Roll a D100 on a 5 or less. You're blinded in one eye.
Oh, my God.
Rahadin, maybe about to lose an eye. Oh, he's lucky. Mm. All right. And other than that, it's just a regular bite.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess this is one way to make a deal with the werewolves is to become the werewolves.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe king of the werewolves. Mm-hmm.
Rahadin needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Strahd will sort that out if he becomes a werewolf, right? Maybe. Strahd will find the plan.
Rahadin is fighting mano a mano with one of the werewolves. Okay, the werewolf scores a few good hits on him, but Rahadin does not score any hits back. He's being kind of boxed into a corner. Rahadin, with his short sword, is fencing as best as he can, but this werewolf is just really fucking quick.
Yeah, damn, dude. Fuck.
Alrighty. And Iona. Sorry, Iona. Yeah. Cavendish.
Oh, fuck.
Pip Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Crack, 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 crack.
Thank God.
The noise whoosh. Floods back in. You can hear everything again. And looking over your shoulder, you're maybe kind of, you've fallen down onto your ass a bit as Kelova let go of you. Looking over your shoulder, you can see as Cavendish is slowly approaching you, drawing pistol after pistol after pistol, firing at Kelova. He deals 41 points of damage.
Fuck.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Why not? He action surges.
Hell yes, Cavendish.
After dropping the last of his pistols, he draws a fencing sword then sprints in. Not a fencing, sorry, a cavalry saber. And then he closes the distance with Kaelover. Standing side by side with you, he continues fighting. Slashing at Kaelover with that saber, he deals a further 37 points of damage.
Take that.
He is over-leveled, I guess, in this fight. And Kerlova is bloodied.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yes.
Barely, but bloodied.
Yes, fuck. It's taken a lot to get her to barely bloodied, and there's, it appears, just two of us, which is very stressful.
It's the Twig Blights' turn. Pip! Two twig blights attack you from behind.
Come on, man.
Your armor class is a no, never mind.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, they hit.
You feel a piercing pain in your back.
Come on.
And you take 2 points of damage, okay. Pip.
I'm in the fucking weeds, dude.
That was the twig. None of the needle blights can see you still. A poison blight also latches itself onto your back. Oh, no. And the poison blight deals 5 more points of damage. You're on 3 hit points.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And then you need to make a constitution saving throw versus Adam, you're so mean.
Oh, are you now?
There is a saving throw. Oh, thank God. You need to make a constitution saving throw. Do you have anything for a constitution saving throw?
I do not. I have R for how fortuitous. Something good happens to you. DM's choice. Feels really quite like a waste, but it feels like otherwise I'm going to die. So...